Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt, and we're brought to you by Core Sports, the very best in women's athletic wear, head sweats, function smart, and our buddy Gino Cinco, the best active release therapist around. Babbittville Radio, check out any of our interviews on iTunes. My next guest, totally appropriate, with one of the greatest off-road marathons in the world coming up, Mr. Mike Bone, race director for the Catalina Marathon. Mike, how the heck are you?
Great, Bob. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, and anytime we get a chance to talk about our favorite island, I love it. Catalina, I remember when we first went over there, God, I think it was 20-some years ago to run that marathon, and 4,000 feet of climbing, point-to-point, coming up on Saturday, March 14th. What is it about? Because you put on not just that marathon, you put on the Catalina Eco Marathon, you put on the half marathon that's over there, as well as the 50-miler, right? So it's this whole island is all about running.
Well, it is. As you may be aware, that 86% of the island is held in a conservancy, which is just fantastic. I mean, it's just so pure, and when you get over there with the grasses and the trees and the animals, and it's unlike any other place you get to run. You can go run in the National Forest, and you can run in the state parks, which are beautiful as well, but they're just not quite as pure and pristine as Catalina when you hold that much land in the conservancy. It's a very active place. The island community loves it when the events come over, not only for the economic benefit, but I think they're just very proud of where they live, and they love to show it off. So we're looking forward to getting back there. I'm really interested to get out in the interior after the last 4 years of the drought, to have had a little bit of rain this year. It doesn't take much. A little bit of rain, a little bit of sunshine, and the interior just looks wonderful.
And what makes this event unique is the fact that on race morning, some people still camp out, but the majority of people take the boat from Avalon, the little city of Avalon, over to the start, and then you run back from there. I don't really know that many events where you take a boat. Alcatraz does it, but where you take a boat to the start. Is the unique aspect of the event, from trail running to taking the boat, do you think that's a big part of the draw?
I do, because you're right. Where else do you do that? I mean, it's taking the boat, and it's taking the boat, as you well know, because you've been on there at 5 in the morning.
Yes. Yeah, I know, right?
Kind of interesting. You know, that boat gets there, loads up, and leaves at 5 o'clock and goes all the way to the other side of the island. And, you know, there's only one way back, really. I mean, you once you start, you're going to make it back to Avalon, because not like there's a lot of side streets and a real robust SAG program. So I think, consequently, what that leads to is a lot of people make new best friends out on the course. You're out there for anywhere from a couple hours to several hours, and we see people start off as individuals and come back in groups.
The thing is, you either finish or become a resident, and so it's not
right,
like
yeah.
you don't have a lot of options. And the thing that I love too is when you're running along and all of a sudden you see a herd of buffalo or you see some wild boar running along, and that's what separates Catalina to me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? And you never get tired of it. I was over there for the 50-miler in January, which has been growing and has been hosted for 38 years or 35 years by the Avalon Lions Club. And we were driving out to the far side of the island and went past the airport and came down into a meadow, and there's a herd of about a dozen buffaloes slowly making their way across the road. And guess what? You have no choice but to sit there and watch them slowly make their way across the road.
They sort of have right away.
Yeah. Yeah, because whatever you're driving isn't going to do much to deter them. So they stop and they roll around in the dirt in front of you, and they eventually get up and walk into the next area of grass. And so that's part of the coolness factor of Catalina. And boy, that's what you hear most of after the race, if you're just walking around where the athletes are, is, hey, did you see this bald eagle? Did you see this buffalo? I saw buffalo at Little Harbor. I saw buffalo at Middle Ranch. And they're kind of comparing animal notes.
The other part of the event that this changed over the years is there's a lot more to do on the island. You've got the zip wire or zip line. It seems like there's more activities outside of just the marathon.
There are, and the Conservancy and the Island Company have done a terrific job of bringing in some new activities, new tours. There's a lot of different tours you can go on. But also, as you mentioned, the zip line, they have the underwater scuba diving. Well, you don't have to be a scuba certified. They kind of put you in this pod, and you go down and you can see the wildlife under the water, you know, the tours out on the water themselves, the scuba park by the Wrigley Memorial. And what we're seeing is a lot more families coming over. We're seeing mom or dad out running and the family staying in town and going on tours, and it's really a great place. Well, you know, when my kids were younger, I used to love bringing them over there because the whole city of Avalon is only a couple square miles, and there's not a whole lot of trouble they can get in. You know, they can run on the beach, they can go to the arcade, they can go on a tour, and it's really a great place to bring everybody for the weekend.
I tell people that the main endangered species over there is a car or a truck. I mean, because everybody's in golf carts, and there's really not a lot of vehicles, which makes it for people who haven't been there before, it almost looks like a European city, right? Everything up on the hill, and there really is very, very little, you know, in a way of cars on the island. So it's, you know, people basically spend the whole weekend on foot.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I mean, the whole the Avalon's 2 square miles, and once you get out into the interior, the only cars you're going to see are either us, the Rangers, or maybe a tour bus. And you can go miles and miles on the course on the backside of the island without seeing anybody but other runners. So it's really very unique in that regard. You know, the Eco Marathon that you had mentioned,
yeah.
You remember when you and I first went over there and drove that area, there's parts of that course that I don't think more than, you know, maybe 100 humans see all year long. They just go into some very remote and some very diverse areas. And that's part of the uniqueness.
Absolutely. When you think about Catalina, you think about the legends like Buffalo Bill McDermott and Rob McNair, and you know, people walking around with their, when you do the race, you get a little pin, and people will be walking around that week, and you'll see guys with, you know, 30 pins on their head. What annual is this, by the way?
Oh, gosh, we were just looking that up. We are coming up to
30-something, right?
Yeah, it's right around 35, because
wow.
It's a year after the, you know, this race was actually started to train for the 50-miler. So there's, I think we're up to 34 years with the top guys with the 50-miler. So it's, and you're right, but that's part of what I really love about it is when I do the course talk and we ask for first-time athletes, a whole lot of people raise their hand, but you know, they don't realize they're standing next to Buffalo Bill McDermott that won 13 years in a row and
yep.
still holds the course record.
Yeah.
Or Rob McNair, who's, you know, kind of a local legend, I guess, but Rob never misses a race over there. He comes over for the 50-miler, and I saw him that the morning of the race with the 50-miler at the check-in and said, "Hey, Rob, I didn't see you to pick up your bib last night." So, yeah, I came in a little late. I just went right to bed. And then he goes out and runs 50 miles. So it's just very unique. People, you know,
yes.
Hal Winton and, well, Hal won't be here this time, but Ken Holders run every single one of these.
Right. Well, the thing about that is it's really more of an ultra crowd, all right? It's when you think about
right.
a marathon, it's not your typical flat, fast road marathon. There's no bands every mile. It really has more of an ultra feel because it is all off-road, because it's, you know, it's 4,000 feet of climbing and descending. Which means that there's, you know, it's a real passion associated with the people who come over.
Yes, no, that's exactly right. And it is that ultra feel. And, you know, you've done an off-road triathlon. It might be on fire roads and it might not be a lot of single track, but as somebody who's run this race many times, I'm sure you'd agree with me, when you get back into Avalon, you know you've just run an off-road triathlon. Right?
I mean, yeah, off-road marathon, yeah.
Yeah, the marathon. Your legs and your body are telling you that, but it's just the scenery. It's coming around the corner and looking at the backside of the island on a clear day, seeing San Clemente Island or San Nicolas Island. And, you know, I think people really get caught up in that, and they're a lot more mellow. Look, we put water stations wherever we can.
Right.
But it's not, you know, I always tell them, it's not a city marathon. We can't go out there and tell you that every mile and a half you're going to have an aid station because, you know, we kind of put them where we can get the people to.
Yeah.
Which is also part of the uniqueness here. And what I think is really cool about, one of the really cool parts about this race is, I mean, gosh, we have volunteers, everybody from the high school cheerleaders and football team where they play 8-man football on up to the church groups and the equestrian groups and Just a lot of fun out at the aid stations, and that's what's really really neat to hear when they come back from the run and they're standing in Avalon and they talk about the aid stations and how friendly they all were.
So for this year, with the rain we just got, is that that island could become a quagmire pretty quickly. What do you know about the trails right now?
Well, I'm waiting to hear. I was over there yesterday when it was still raining, and the Rangers were going to go out this morning, so I'm waiting to hear how it went. But it's been draining really well. We were over there in the 50-miler, and it rained and drizzled all day long, and we were still able to make our way around.
Okay.
So I don't see any more weather in the forecast. It looks like it's supposed to be fairly clear between now and the race, and if that's the case, it'll be dried out. The only thing is it'll hopefully keep that Middle Ranch area a little cooler going
right
through there with a little bit more greenery. But I think it's really going to be beautiful out there. Hopefully there'll be some more water in some of the reservoirs that have been dry for a couple of years and get a real sense of what Catalina is really supposed to be like.
From all the years that you've been involved, what are there a couple of moments that stick out to you that really, really say Catalina Marathon?
Well, for a couple moments, I think this year, and I'm not going to remember his name, the year that...
The guy overslept?
Well, no, I think about the year that the guy had such a lead coming into town that he stopped at the sand trap there at the golf course.
Jeff Atkinson, that was a great one. Jeff Atkinson is a 353-miler, I think. 353-miler, and he used to wait at that golf course with his buddies, because they would run the 10K, and they would make fun of the marathoners. The sand trap is the golf course, right? So they're at the bar there.
Yeah, the restaurant.
Which is what, a half mile from the finish, and they would just make fun of the runners every year. Well, one year he decides to run it, and Jeff gets to the sand trap and decides, well, I'll stop and have a beer with my buddies. Meanwhile, there's a guy not far behind, and I said, Jeff, weren't you worried about, you know, this guy beating you after you led for 23 miles? And he goes, hey, Bob, I'm a 353-miler. I really wasn't worried that someone was going to out-sprint me at the end of a marathon. But I don't think he ever came back. I think he ran that one and done, right?
It's like, never did, yeah. No. But, I mean, that's, you know, there's that story. There's the people that will run this weekend with the buffalo hats on, and they'll do the whole race with that on. And, you know, there's just so many wonderful stories and photos that we receive from the athletes afterwards that, especially in this digital age where people are stopping to take pictures of characters and take pictures of bands and everything else, just to see just the beauty of the Little Harbor Overlook when you finally climb out of there and stop to take a photo of that or some bison out on the course. That's what you really like to hear and see.
Now, do you still get many people camping the night before?
Yeah, they will. You know, we'll end up with somewhere between 50 and 100 that'll go over there. They've been doing it for
34
years.
Yep.
They'll go over there, and the restaurant will be ready for them, and have the pasta dinner, and we'll allow them to pick up their bib the night before as well. So we'll be over there for them, and that's part of their tradition.
Yeah.
You know, and there's other people that'll, believe it or not, there's probably, I would expect 10 or 12 people that'll pick up the boat in Long Beach at 2 o'clock in the morning and come
on
over.
Oh my God! There's a boat at 2 in the morning.
Well, it's the boat that we bring over to transport the runners from Avalon to Two Harbors.
Right.
And there's every year a handful of folks that'll call the boat company direct and just say, "Hey, can I get on in Long Beach?" And they'll bring them on over.
I love that. That is something else. Yeah. My favorite story was the guy, I think it was for the 25th anniversary, and he'd run all 24 and was staying in town and overslept and missed the boat. And to keep his streak going, he ran the opposite way, got up and went to the finish and ran the other way. And the whole way, people were like, "Dude, you're going the wrong way," like he didn't know. And then, then when he finally got, and then he goes, you know, there was lots of aid stations in the middle, but by the time he got to the back to the start, which was his finish, there was no aid stations had been set up. So all of them had been broken down already. So he was, had nothing. So he gets there, and basically there was a policeman sleeping in his car, and he woke the guy up and he said, "Listen, I'll buy you breakfast if you take me back to Avalon." That to me is Catalina. That was the best.
That's great.
And that was the same guy who used to camp out, and he would, you know, he'd have cookies in his pocket, and he wakes up, and like some wild boar is nudging his sleeping bag because he had these cookies in his pocket.
The
boar wanted the cookies.
Yeah. That's part of the challenge of camping out over there.
Exactly.
That and getting away from the bar early enough to get to bed.
Well, that's always an issue. So if people want to sign up, and it's, you know, for folks out there who have not done Catalina before, this is one where you leave the watch at home. You don't care about your time.
Yeah.
This is a tour. You're touring Catalina Island, the most beautiful island on the face of the earth. There's points where you're going to get to points where you're going to be looking around. There's ocean on all four sides of you. It's really, really spectacular. And most of the people out there, it is camaraderie. It's not about running against anybody. You're all challenged. The course is challenging enough. It's you against the course and you with the course. So, Mike, if people want to sign up, where do they go?
Just go to runcatalina.com, and they'll be able to sign up right there online. And then even coming over on Friday, we'll be at the M Hotel at the far side of town from where the boats come in and be taking registrations the night before.
And
you're right. Just come over ready to have a good time.
Exactly.
You know, if you're coming over with all your gadgets and gizmos, and you know, I will guarantee you, Bob, on the next Saturday, I will have four different people come up to me and tell me four different distances they ran.
Oh yeah, I ran 26.5. I ran 25.4.
Yeah, so it's, just leave it there, leave it behind, come out with some friends or make some new ones and just have a great time.
What I tell people who are seriously training for a marathon this time of year and they've had an injury or they've, you know, this realized they didn't have the training, this is a long training day. Just enjoy yourself. You know, this is one of those special occasions where you really don't, time means absolutely nothing. It's you just with, you know, how many times do you get to spend that much time alone with yourself? Just being out there. It's a very, very special weekend. And so packet pickup, everything is Friday, and you can pick up, you can come over on race morning as well.
Race morning, because the boat leaves at 5 o'clock.
That's
you gotta
right.
come over the night before.
Yes.
Unless you want to catch the 2 a.m. leave or whatever time it is that it leaves. But come over the night before. We'll be at the M Hotel.
Okay.
You can get more information at spectrumsports.net. Or going straight to runcatalina.com, and all the information for not only the Catalina Marathon, of course, everybody that participates in the Catalina Island Marathon will welcome them back for the Catalina Eco Marathon in November, and they can earn their double buffalo medal.
Oh, that's right, the double buffalo.
Running both in a 12-month period.
And you know what's cool is when you run the one in November, you'll go, boy, that one in March was pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, we don't tell them that until they get over there.
Oh, good point. Good point. It's flat and fast. That's what that's what we tell. And your official charity is totally connected to the island.
Yeah, it is the Catalina Island Conservancy. The race will, and one of the really, I think, important parts of this race is, as we all know, every race has charities or a charity involved. This one really stays on the island. It really benefits the island. So the Catalina Island Conservancy that's doing the great work with that 86% of the conservancy there and monitoring the buffalo and some of the unique history of the island will go to benefit the conservancy. And then also Avalon Schools will benefit from the event as well.
I love that.
And, you know, when you're on that island as a school kid, there's only so much candy and so much wrapping paper you could sell to raise money. So these events that we bring over and we conduct over there are really important to the local charities on the island.
You probably spend more time on that island than most people ever have.
A lot, yeah. But it's okay work.
I was going to say, it's obviously the fact that you're putting on, one triathlon and four different running events, there must be a special draw for you because it's not like you can have 5,000 people over there.
No, you're right. I mean, the same thing you just said about the runners is how I feel. You know, just the time you could spend by yourself.
Yeah.
The time that, you're making sure that the runners are safe, of course, and that the course is marked and ready to go. And Greg Klein, who's been with us from the beginning, will be over there again marking the course. And, he and I feel a real special bond to the island, as corny as that may sound, but just the conservancy and the island and the mission that we're all there to support. And, you know, having that kind of time to yourself or at an aid station talking to a runner for a few minutes is just, it's just much, much different satisfaction than we get at some of the other larger events that we'll put on.
And if you're a road runner and you're thinking, oh, I don't do off-road because you're worried about single track and you're worried about footing, this is a fire road. For the majority
it's
of this,
it's a
for the majority of this run, it is a wide fire road that's basically it's softer on your legs, and the way a lot of us do it is we walk the ups and we jog anything that's flatter down, and it becomes a you end up developing a little group out there walking the ups and jog. So it really is something you think you're going to beat yourself up, and you end up going, you know what, my legs actually feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's not pavement. I mean, that's the difference, you know, except for the last mile and a half, it's not pavement. It's but it's not highly technical single track that you have to worry about boulders and roots and everything else. So
exactly, it's perfect.
I think it's a great introduction to trail running, and if you've done a few halves or even full city marathons, it's a great way to come out there and see what the other side is about.
Well, and for folks who are maybe not quite ready for full, you also have, what, a 10K and 5K?
We have a 5 and 10K, exactly, and you know they'll run around the city, up into the city streets, and it's just as challenging for a 5 and 10K because there's not a whole lot flat on in Avalon.
No.
So you still get your fair share of hills, and but also the scenic beauty and coming around some corners and looking out on Avalon Bay and going up by the Wrigley House is pretty cool.
Love it. And if you get there, if you come in early on Friday, definitely rent a golf cart, drive around the island, or drive around Avalon, get a sense of what the island's about. And I think that miniature golf course might just be the best miniature golf course in the world. I love that.
It's a lot of fun.
It is really good.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate everything you do on Catalina. It's amazing. When we first started talking about you guys taking that thing over, it's been how many years have you been involved with that now?
Well, this is my second go-round with the island, and this last time's been, oh, gosh, the last 4 years, maybe, and the time before that for about 10. So,
right.
I enjoy it,
awesome.
And we're not going anywhere.
Love it. Mike Bone has been our guest, Catalina Marathon, runcatalina.com, and it's coming up the weekend of March 14th and 15th. We're brought to you by the best in women's activewear, that's Core Sports, Head Sweats, Function Smart Physical Therapy with the amazing Gino Cinco, and Babbittville Radio. You can check out any of our interviews on iTunes. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.